Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is March the 2nd. Yes, we're into a new month of 2024. And you know what? Like all the years past, this year shall surely pass. Hey, you know, we got a lot of different things we're going to talk about. Last weekend was really interesting because we had some individuals who called in. I'm wondering if they'll call in this evening so we can continue our conversation, our debates, you know, of certain topics and certain subjects. We're going to talk about, of course, some political things that have been going on and some things that have been happening along with the political. What was mentioned last weekend was the crime in America. And a recent case regarding an individual who unfortunately murdered a young lady here in where I live in Georgia, and he was illegal. And now that whole thing has become a political thing among politicians. And so I'm not going to get into it right now, but I'm just kind of curious of how does this become a political thing. So we're going to discuss that. And a few other things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, you know, in the political field regarding the whole thing with Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is always in the news. And I think he loves it. You know, I think he enjoys it. Would you disagree? Of course not. Because that's what he does. That's what he do. And, You know, people say, "Oh, Michael, you just hate Donald Trump. You can't stand Donald Trump. You just can't." Hey, look, I don't hate nobody. I really don't. I can just dislike what an individual does. I don't hate anybody. It's a waste of my energy to hate. It's a waste of my mindset to hate. To concentrate on hating a person is really just a waste. Now, I see there's someone calling me, and they should know I'm doing a show right now, but now that I look at the name, they don't remember, I guess. But it's a waste of your energy and your time. Now, there were individuals who did call in last Saturday, and I want to continue that conversation to a certain extent because I never got a true answer out of them. And so I'm kind of curious of how come they cannot give a true answer and answer my questions when I debated with them about what they're debating about. Because I feel like, okay, yes. As I said last Saturday, there are many corrupt individuals in politics, whether they're, you know, Republicans or Democrats. There's corrupt people in almost everything. But these individuals were making it seem like, yeah, but not this individual. You know, that's the way it came across, you know, to me. Not him. He's not corrupt. Let's look at the history, y'all, of that individual. Let's look at the fact of that individual that we were talking about has been convicted, has been found guilty of wrongdoing, doing, in the past. You can't tell me this is an angel. You can't tell me this guy has a halo over his head. And I think that your argument last week was bullshit. It was bullshit. You got to come better than that. When you come on this show, be honest and be open. When you come on this show, be real. Don't come on this show telling me this person is the best thing for America. This person has done so much for America. This person claims they are the best president in history. You believe that shit? Okay. You have the right to believe what you believe in. But facts are facts. Truth is truth. Real is real. And if you cannot look at the facts that are there, documented, and look at it being truth, then you're ignorant. You're truly ignorant. It's a fact that if a person can commit a crime, which, okay, this is what they say now, that has committed a crime, it's a possibility they may commit the same crime if they're put into the same situation or if they are exposed to the same, exposed to the same situation again or if they are not removed from that same path that they've been going down. It's a fact. If you tell a lie, right, and you continue to believe that lie, then you are a victim of your own lie. You tell a lie enough to enough people, people will believe that lie. You've heard that, right? And apparently, here in America, we are fed so many lies. And I want to use a term from the former president on both sides. On both sides. They were wrong on both sides. But you can't perpetuate it to the point of where you want people to believe it when others are like, really? Where do you get your information from? Don't believe, and this is one side, don't believe, you all listen to the liberal media. Don't believe Fox, I'm sorry. Don't believe CNN. Don't believe MSNBC. Don't believe, you know, this, okay. So I'm supposed to believe Fox News. I'm supposed to believe on or O-N, whatever they call themselves. I'm supposed to believe all these other sides, but don't believe that side. Don't believe the media is what I'm being told from people from the right. Don't believe the media. Where the fuck do you get your information from? Because the media is not just television. The media is printed. It's broadcast. It's in social media. It's in books. It's in newspapers. That's the media. And there's a variety of ways to get information. A variety. It depends on you as the person who's reading it and where it's coming from to dissect the truth, the facts of what you're reading. That's your job. And unfortunately, there are people who do not look at both sides of the quote-unquote media and dissect the truth and the facts. I don't give a damn what party you belong to. Truth is truth. Fact is fact. Donald Trump is up for four indictments, 91 counts. His history shows a proof. He has been found guilty of wrongdoing in the past. Him and his father. It's a fact, y'all. It's there. They went to court. So you're going to tell me that, well, back then they were wrong. Is that what you're going to tell me? Our judicial system is corrupt from the top up to the top down, and it's all the Democrats' fault. That's what somebody tried to tell me last week. Someone tried to tell me, oh, well, it's all because of the Democrats. Then I saw where someone said that, well, America is always at war because, you know, of the Democrats. Let's go back and look at something here. And I know this for a fact because the majority of the wars happened under Republican rule. I think the Bush family are the ones I have to give credit to because we did, you know, the war, you know, in Iraq. We did, you know, the war in Afghanistan. You know, well, the Iraq, what was it where, you know, with Kuwait and everything, trying to protect Kuwait and everything, knew not to go into Iraq. Afghanistan, another war. And there was a lot of shit said about that. Oh, he threatened the president's father, blah, blah, blah. You know, go out to Iraq. Well, the Russians will tell you that's not a good idea. We tried that shit. It didn't work for us. It sure as hell didn't. We lost thousands of lives going into Afghanistan. You know why? Because those people know those damn mountains and those caves. But what bothered me, you know, last week was that it was said the Democrats, a particular party, is the only corrupt party. And I'm like, no, come on now. And I think that individual's on the board, and I'm sure they'll wave their hand when they're ready to chime in. So that's bullshit. Every party is corrupt to some extent or has been found corrupt. Now, I'm not saying the whole party, but individuals are corrupt. You can't deny that fact. You can't. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open the mic of my co-host. I love her to death. She's been with me, you know, from the beginning all the way through. And I really want us to talk about these things because I'm just like in awe of this bullshit. We're going to talk about some of the recent things that's been going on here with this whole thing. And this issue, or I'm sorry, I'm not going to say this issue, this unfortunate situation that has occurred with the man that murdered a young lady here where I live in Georgia, they're making up a political thing. This young woman was murdered by a young man, I guess. He's a young man. I don't know his age or a man, who was illegal. And now it's become a political topic. Newsflash, there are people who are born and raised here in the United States of America that kill every day. I'm not making light of her being killed. But now you want to say, see, that's what we're talking about. These illegals are coming over here and murdering everybody. No, y'all been murdering each other left and right. I got the proof. I look at it every day. I see real court cases. Not the fucking made-up stuff you see on television every evening that you run home from work to watch. They solve the crime in 30 minutes or an hour of a show. You got reality television out here that you really need to pay attention to. Reality murders. Kids that disappear where they are missing for over a year, and finally a family member realizes, you know, I ain't seen my granddaughter in almost a year. They keep telling me that she's over at their cousin's house, their auntie's house. No, she dead. Because that American citizen murdered her. Their own child. Yes, we're going to get into that. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just so in shock of the ignorance of people of where, okay, this guy murdered this young woman. That's sad. That's horrible. But now you want to pay attention because of this one isolated incident. And make it a national thing. Let me open the mic to my co-host. And I'm going to keep it the way I always do and say hello to the one and only Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins. Dave. Hey.
You know,
was I on the record?
When they say women got your panties in a bunch, I said, who put your underwear in a bunch, Michael?
Hey, I wear Fruit of the Looms, you know, so I'm in the loom, but it's not a panty in the bunch, but it's just a reality of it. You
yeah,
know?
It's
so
a
we're
reality.
About that. What
we
talk about?
We hear it every day.
We have to address that whole thing. Let me go ahead and open up the mic of another co-host here from the West Coast, the one, the only, the amazing Mr.
Diamond Shield.
Hey, Mike and Janet, I am on my way back from a birthday party, but I'm in the car, and, you know, we're on the way back to my girl's party. Yeah, I am here. Okay. Yes.
No,
all
you're
right.
Good. We hear you clearly. All right, so, you know, I ran off a few things that were on my mind, which, you know, I'm going to be doing that from time to time. I'm going to do that and just give people an idea of where, you know, I question these things and try to look at it. Now, I do see some secret squirrels on the board. I'm sure they'll probably hit the number one, or they'll go into the chat room, whatever they want to do, that's fine. But in the chat room is open for you guys that are listening online. If you don't want to call in and speak openly, you can go to the chat room and take just a second to sign up into it. And you can post your comments or questions on the chat room or in the chat room, and I will read them all here. And what is the one thing we want to look at first before I go into all the other stuff I was talking about?
I kind of missed the first few minutes of what you were talking about. So
I was just saying in general what we're going to discuss. I just gave a little, you know, a little forward advance of the next thing to this whole thing now. Let's go with the thing where the judge is going to have to make a decision whether or not Fannie Willis
okay.
is going to be removed from doing this thing against Donald Trump. He said that it's going to take about maybe 2 weeks, right?
Yes. He said altogether about 2 weeks before he can make his decision. But I think it's going to come faster than that. You know, because I don't feel like not the prosecuting, but the regular the people that were the lawyers for Trump and everybody else. I don't feel like they really made their proof of that there was some wrongdoing. You know, because the two-star witnesses they had, they really couldn't say anything. The lady said it was just hugging and kissing, but she couldn't give a date. And then the guy that was supposed to be there, their star witness that was the lawyer, he said he didn't recall on a lot of things, you know. So I don't know why they felt like that was going to be their star witness, you know. So, it was crazy.
Okay, so let me go to Simon. Simon, I'm sure you probably heard all that whole thing or some of the testimony. I've been following it, but what do you think? Do you think that this has any merit as far as, you know, excusing them off the case because they had a relationship? And they're trying to say, was it before or afterwards? Do you think that this judge will come back and say, you know, I mean, what was your thought on this whole thing?
Well, Michael, you did call her Fanny, and it's Fawny. You know, they already filed against you. You disrespected her name, Michael. You can't do
that. Okay.
It's against company. Fine.
The Fawny was a big fan.
It's against company policy, Michael.
Yes,
Janet trained you better than that, Michael. And you call her Fanny. Now, Mike, they've already stated, a lot of people spoke up, and they've stated that they don't have the evidence to get her removed off the case. But because they believe of the optics of the case, that she should leave. Because of all the disinformation, but that no, that's not why you leave. Remember,
four of them have already said that they were guilty. They've acknowledged that they were guilty, okay? So you had four guilty convictions. So you can't, they can't. How are you going to say that my case now? Should the brother leave?
They could probably remove him because she really doesn't need him. Because the evidence is very clear that they have him and that he did what he did. This was all a distraction. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to say that they have to. This is a distraction. This is a delay to let them know to slow this down. That's how Trump wins. They know, and you need to understand this, Mike. If he is found convicted, it will open up the floodgates on Clarence Thomas, his wife, and everybody else. And that's why they want to shut this down, because it will expose everything what truly happened and who's behind it. Jack Smith, remember, when Clarence, not Clarence Thomas, but Billy, when Benny Thompson and the other group had already found out all this information, they gave it to him and told him, bro, we got all of them. But the only way to stop it is to delay it to where he, if he wins the presidency, he can walk. Now, if they get 88 days left, and Janet knows this, if they get 88 days, okay, which Judge Chutkan told them, I'll give you 7 months, there's 88 days left. If they can get July 8th, Mike, he is done, because Chutkan went what, because she told him already there is no immunity. Chutkan said that. The minute they come back in April, Chutkan can move our case forward, and then Trump, hey, they can get Trump for it still. They don't want to do that. Trump is looking for a delay, because that's what it is. This is all about timing. And if they can do it, he's done. So that's my feeling on it. I think that he knows that his goose is cooked. And the $500 million, $600 million, he doesn't have it. And the RNC has already stated they do not want to pay his bill. They don't want to pay that. So, however way you want to look at it, he's done.
Okay. Janet, you have a response to that? Hello? I'm trying to see if Janet is there. I think we had a little breakdown here in the, okay, hold on. Yeah, she had to call back in. Let me go ahead and open the mic.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Janet, you there?
Yes. A few weeks ago, Trump had an interview where he stated that he had all this money, $400 million over here. So, you know, he was naming all this stuff. So then why, after the convictions, they said he had to pay all this money out in New York, he comes back and says he don't have it. He want to give somebody $100 million and they're going to just forget about all the other money that he's supposed to be owing, you know. And Letitia James, she's counting the days, you know, because it's 9%. Every day that he don't pay, it's an additional 9%. Yeah, so I agree with everything that Timon said as far as Trump and how his goose is cooked.
Mike, they're really trying, with the help of Judge Cannon. I don't get it. I don't understand why people are trying to help him. This man knows. That's what all this stuff is all about, delay. The whole guy with it. Now, I don't know if you've thought about this, Mike. Revenge is something else. You know, Fawny is revengeful. Fawny is going to, once she makes it through, she's going to put him on notice. I'm coming to get y'all. You went in. You tried to insult me. You tried to tear me down. I'm going to make it even nastier. And you guys playing this type of role. And she needs to go for the jugular and cut their throats off. They need to be cut at the throat for what they've done to her, how they tried to embarrass her. And this is how this is how they play. This is how the Republicans play. This has come down to being nasty, ruthless, and this is what they want. If you want to get them, you've got to cut off the head of the snake and take them out. You've got to get them just as nasty as they are because this is how they feel. I don't know if you saw this, Mike. There was a white woman that came out on, it was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And they asked her, who said that, they said, well, what if Trump don't win? Then y'all need to get ready. It's about to happen.
Mm.
He said, maybe we need some carnage. Maybe we need some conflict. She said, we're about to take them out. So they're already talking civil war if they don't get what they want. And that is that Trump needs to win. But then again, my sister asked the question, well, what then? What happens after you don't get what you want? Okay? Who's going to stand up and fight? And what's going to happen when you don't get what you want? So there's a whole lot of questions. They're making a lot of threats. They're talking civil war, but who's going to fire the first shot?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And for what? For this dude? For a guy who don't care nothing about you?
That's the
right. Who's been living a lie for all his life?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that gets me is that where, you know, I try to be honest, and I'm just being honest with all of you that are listening. I see the board is full with a lot of callers. There's folks that's waving their hands. There's people that are calling me right now. In fact, Reese Hoffman is calling me, and I would like for Reese to come to the show. I'm going to text him and tell him to call in. You know, he's a Republican and everything. But I'm like, okay, but do you guys not see nothing wrong? I have not heard one person say that they don't see anything wrong with this candidate at all. They don't see nothing wrong at all. So what he said? You know, and I go back to the bullshit that they said where, you know, when we look at the stuff that he said, well, you could grab him by the pussy. You could do this, that, and the other. Oh, well, he was just in jest. He was just joking. You don't joke like that. Name one president in the history of the United States that would joke like that and get caught on camera. Well, now we're in a different era, when you think about it, when you're talking about, like, you know, back in the days of Kennedy or Reagan and everything, you don't have the technology that you have now. But, you know, this man ain't that stupid. He knows it exists.
Can I say something, Michael?
Hold on, I'm almost done. Yeah. But then what gets me, well, when you make excuses, when he says that he could shoot somebody in the middle of the street and people will still vote for him, and you cheer that shit? Oh, he's just joking. So if I walk up to you and I say to you, you know what, and I pull a fake gun, I'm going to blow your head off. Oh, I'm just joking. You're not going to be scared? You're going to say, oh, that's just Michael. It's bullshit that they're buying into this, of where everything's a joke when it comes to the leader of this nation. Now let's look at what happened recently. They found a photo or a video of President Biden eating an ice cream, and Fox News went crazy over it. They talked about it all damn day long. Here's the country burning down, and he's eating an ice cream. Newsflash.
Mm-hmm.
Google and you can see a bunch of freaking photos of Ronald Reagan and Nancy eating ice cream in public. George Bush in the White House, in the Oval Office, eating an ice cream. How the fuck ice cream become an issue? Explain that to me. Are you reaching for straws? Reaching more than straws when you're talking about ice cream? Like no president has ever been photographed eating ice cream. But this is what they're doing. Please explain that, somebody.
Well, Mike, you're trying to add logic. These are not logical people. You're looking at it from a logical standpoint. These are illogical people.
These are people that don't believe that they're the conspiracy theorists. They don't believe in the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They believe that somebody has taken something from them. They believe that somebody is abusing them.
They spread fear.
They believe.
That's why. Why do you think if you ever listen to Trump speak,
everything is extreme? They're bringing drugs. They're murderers. They're attacking everyone. They're killing. And that's not true. We have more serial killers and murderers in everyday American. We don't need someone to come from another country to kill for us. We already do that on our own.
But you have to pay attention to that he likes to express extreme things to get people to buy into.
You are on point. You are definitely on point. Is that where it is a fear factor? It is that. And I want you guys to check out something. I wasn't able to upload it, but let me see if I can share this with all the listeners. You guys, please bear with me for a moment. I'm going to see if I can run it through my phone. I think I can. But this here is a response of individuals who really have an issue with this whole thing. And give me a second to load it up. Let me see if I can get this to play right. See if you can hear it. If not, I'll bring up the volume. But let me see this.
Former President Trump made some remarks to a group of conservative African-Americans known as the Black Conservative Federation.
I got indicted for nothing, for something that was nothing. They were doing it because of election interference. And then I got a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the Black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing. But it possibly, I don't know, maybe there's something there. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great, great badge of honor, because I'm being indicted for you, the American people. I'm being indicted for you, the Black population. I am being indicted for a lot of different groups by sick people. These are sick, sick people. The mugshot, we've all seen the mugshot. And you know, population, it's incredible. You see Black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece. It's pretty amazing. Millions, by the way, millions of these things have been sold. I don't know if I'm proud of it or not proud of it.
It feels like he thinks we're all criminals, that we all have mugshots, we all have friends with mugshots, so that would appeal to us. That doesn't appeal to me, and I don't think that appeals to the mass majority of Black people, but if that's what he thinks that we are and are all about, that definitely means he misses the mark.
When it comes to him, it's like nothing really surprises me anymore these days, and so it kind of goes back to the comment that he made, I think a few years ago. We talked about how pretty much how Black people, we have nothing, so we should vote for him. Pretty much that we have nothing, you know, our schools are bad, or you know, our communities are bad, and we should basically vote for him. So it's just like, it's, I don't see it as something that we're embracing him on. I do feel like low key we're actually laughing at him by, you know, buying those T-shirts and wearing them. I just feel as though like he views us as like just a joke. By doing the things that he do.
As a joke, really?
Yes. Yes. I don't think that he takes Black people seriously. If you go out and make those kind of comments, do those kind of things, I don't care when you're speaking, there are certain things that you just don't say and things you just don't do. And with him, that's something, nothing ever surprises me with, when it comes to the things that, that come out of his mouth. It's like now just becoming numb to it.
That's probably one of the most racist comments he's ever made. His feeling that because he's being indicted, because he's being prosecuted for things he did, whether they're deemed illegal or not in a court of law, he's making, so what, we've all been locked up, we all have a mugshot, we all fall into this bucket of indictment, and because of that, we should feel closer to our overly indicted president. I mean, no offense, and I have family that have done things they shouldn't have done. I'm not super proud of them for the mistakes they've made. Now, if they've done better afterward, I'm proud of them for that. But I'm not proud of them for having mugshot. I'm not happy that they got indicted and locked up. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I think it all boils down to Donald Trump does not respect. And it's not only the black race. He doesn't respect people. He is just very disrespectful, and he puts us all in a little box, his own little category, that all black people are the same and we're all bad. And I personally think Donald Trump needs to take a look in the mirror and see his own reflection.
He's just pandering, to be honest. Like, he's just, and it's funny, that's why I'm laughing, because I don't really take none of those statements he was making serious. You know, he has released a lot of, you know, black celebrities from prison, you know. He has, you know, he's an entertainer, to be honest, you know, but he has to deal with his legal issues, and those are serious. So, you know, I don't take those things to heart.
I just think it's very insensitive and kind of insulting to say that, or to imply that, you know, I'm a criminal, so now the black people can relate to me or I can relate to them. I think that's, like TC says, I don't take much of what he says seriously. I just think he'll get up and say whatever comes to his head, and if he'll get away with it, and nobody will really hold him to task for it. So he just keeps doing it. And I just find it very insensitive and a little bit offensive, but that's Trump.
That's Trump. Interesting. That was a clip, actually, you guys, from let me go ahead and pause this clip real quick. That was a focus group that shared some things regarding Donald Trump's recent comments. I found it very interesting. What do you guys talk about it?
Can I say?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting and believable, because Trump is a former president of the United States, and I have never, in all the years, through all the presidents that I have gone through, I have never seen someone who has their hand on a scale when it comes to the House of Representatives, when it comes to the Senate, when it comes to the Supreme Court. I mean, he's not even president of the United States, and he's trying to control everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting that you said that, Janet, because I definitely want to talk about it, because he has control of a particular party, and he's not even a politician anymore, technically.
No.
He really isn't. So let me open up the mic, 202-734. I see your hand has been waved. I want to go ahead and give you an opportunity to chime in. 202-734, welcome to the show. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment?
Well, you asked me to be a part of the show, and I waited patiently.
Oh, Reese Hoskins. Hey, there you go. I did.
It's just Reese on the radio. I wish people would stop calling me that. It's Reese on the radio.
Reese on the radio.
Just Reese on the radio.
Your name is Reese Hoskins, Reese. But yes, I did ask.
But I go
in,
professionally by Reese on the radio.
Okay, well, Reese on the radio has joined us, and yes, I did ask him to chime in because the things that were. Now you weren't here last Saturday. There was two individuals mm-hmm. here, and they were trying to make their point. And I said, you know, I'd like to hear Reese's point regarding what's going on the Republican side of things. One individual who called in, Janet, you were here. Unfortunately, Tommy was not here. But one individual, which I think they're being a secret squirrel on the board, which they took offense to me saying that, but, you know, it's my show. I can say what the fuck I want to. But anyway, I said to them, I said, well, you know, they said to me that, well, you know, the system is corrupt due to the Democrats. The whole system is corrupt due to the Democrats. And I said, well, wait a minute. We were discussing about how, you know, Donald Trump and this, that, and the other being indicted. Are you going to tell me, Reese, that the indictments were done by all Democrats, or can we agree or disagree that indictments are done by the public, the individuals who are called to do their just duty as far as being jurors, whether they're,
no.
you know...
And I'll say this without having to filibuster.
No, what? You said no quickly. Are you saying no based on what?
No, there is no evidence that suggests that the people who indicted the President of the United States, because, again, Jack Smith and Letitia James and Fannie Willis are all living in what we call our Democrat or leftist precincts that overwhelmingly voted against Donald Trump. So it's easy to get an indictment in a town that hates him. That's the reason why some court cases are moved from jurisdictions, because they may bias the investigation. Like the LA cops who beat Rodney King. The reason why they were let off is because they moved the trial to a different jurisdiction to get different jurors who ended up acquitting.
Okay, hold on. They moved it, right. They moved it from L.A. County to they moved
that's
it
correct.
Out of
that's
LA
correct.
And
the reason, we got some noise in the back. Right, but the reason why they did
that
was because they said the L.A. police could never get a fair trial.
Hold on, Reese.
Okay.
Whoever it is, you guys, please put yourself on mute. I don't want to do it on my end, but if I have to, I will. Okay, so if you have any noise,
okay.
Please put yourself on mute. You know that's how
so
we,
I don't,
you know, we have to.
I didn't call to relitigate his 91 counts. What I wanted to do was to address what you were talking about. And I'm going to start backwards. You played that audio tape about Donald Trump talking about the blacks and why they support him because of his indictments. And the individuals you played on that video said that, yeah, he let a couple of famous black people out of jail, but to think that caters to us, they think it's a joke. They think it's funny. And when I hear that, I respond with this.
What we have done to pardon tens of thousands of people for simple marijuana possession under the federal law. Because, frankly, nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed, right? And so these are some of the things that we have done.
That's Kamala Harris saying to get black
right.
voters, she's going to talk about getting people out of prison, which I find amazing that when Kamala Harris talks about letting people off for smoking weed, that's a positive thing for black people. When Donald Trump talks about indictments and the criminal justice system, that's racist. That's one. You said, to go backwards, you said that you thought that Donald Trump making a joke about shooting somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue, you thought that was reprehensible for a president to say during his campaign.
Yes.
I want to take you back to 2014. In an interview with the New York Times after the murder, and it is a murder, of Al-Awlaki, an American citizen who was in Jordan trying to recruit Al-Qaeda, after he was killed with a 16-year-old innocent kid with a drone strike from Barack Obama said, and I quote, I guess I'm pretty good at this killing thing. So please, this double standard.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
Is,
no, wait a minute.
I guess I'm pretty good at this killing thing.
I have to see where you got that quote from so I can look it up because, like you
from
said,
the
do
New
your
York
report,
Times.
Right? So I want to.
That's right.
Hold on, hold
from
on,
the
hold
New
on,
York
hold
Times
hold on,
after
hold
the
on, hold on,
after
hold
the
on,
drone
hold
strike
on.
Of Alalaki.
Okay. 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 So Janet, you heard that, right? So if you don't mind, Janet, look that up real quick. Okay. So let's go back to this. Like I said, I didn't say Republicans are not corrupt. I said every party.
No, 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 Michael. You
said,
Reese, hold on.
I don't want to mute you because you know that's not my thing. That's a Jay King thing. I'm saying is that where I said earlier on before you chimed in is that there are corrupt, there are individuals who do corrupt things, may make some bad comments, right? Last week, an individual who is a Republican said all the corruptness is all Democrat. And I had
I'm not
that
relitigating
debate, like,
that
you
with you, sir.
Now, when I said, now what
Michael.
I was talking about was this. No, I'm still talking, Reese. I'm saying that right now, what my main thing was, based on this whole thing with Donald Trump and the thing I was saying last week, and I was just following off of last week, is that where when you talk about the Supreme Court, well, I'm sorry, when you talk about the judicial system and saying that the when they come to indicting and the indictments where you have a you know, the jury doing that. This individual was trying to make it seem like it's the Democrats who control the grand jury. And I'm like, how is that possible? The grand jury is made up of various individuals. And that's what I'm following
yeah.
off of. Do you believe that the Democrats have something to do with the makeup of the grand
yes.
jury?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I can prove
they're
it.
All Democrats?
I can prove it.
Oh my God,
Michael! Would you
so
like me to prove
me
it?
That the Democrats have a say so on the whole makeup of the whole grand jury
Michael,
on every case.
You can huff and puff all you want. Do you want me to explain to you how it works?
No, show me the proof.
Okay, I'd be happy.
Let him talk, Mike.
Don't explain to me how it works. Show
did
me the
his
proof.
Doctor,
wait.
Was he
I know
indicted?
How are picked. And
hold
trust
on,
and,
sir.
Trust
sir.
And believe I have family members who are very deep into the political field and work in it.
Okay.
I know how it works. You showed me
I'm
the
just
proof
asking you. I'm trying to ask, answer your question. I'm trying
go
to
ahead.
Answer your question. Do you want me to answer it? Thank you. Donald mm-hmm. Trump, New York City, right? New York City. What do you think the political breakdown of New York City is? We'll take Alvin Bragg.
Democrat. Yeah.
What? I'm sorry?
You said that is. You said that is Democrat because they have
86%.
Democratic leaders. And he lives there, right?
Hold on. Can I?
Wait a minute. Donald Trump lives there. Where are the majority of his properties in New York City? But go ahead.
Which means what?
No, go ahead.
Okay. 86% of the population of the 8 million people who live in New York City are Democrat. The likelihood mm-hmm. that grand jury had a makeup of Republicans is almost next to impossible. It was all downtown residents because, again, it is a jury of your peers, and the grand jury is overwhelmingly Democrat. That's in Manhattan, in D.C., and Northern Virginia. For both the January 6th case and the document case, overwhelmingly both of those areas, because I lived in Virginia, you know that, and I live 35 minutes south of D.C. That entire
mm-hmm.
chocolate city is Democrat. So what do you think the grand jury is made up of? Democrats or Republicans?
Okay.
Democrats. So the person who is mm-hmm. telling you that is talking about the political makeup of the constituents in that area. So when you got someone with that kind of leverage, right, with 86% of them being Democrats in the grand jury, you can easily get an indictment for a person you vehemently hate. So it's easy to them to get an indictment. It's that simple. That's the reason why I said the thing about the L.A. Hold on. Let me just finish my point. The thing I said about the L.A. police officers, the thing I said about the L.A. police officers is paramount.
Go ahead.
Okay. The thing I said about the L.A. police officers is paramount. In L.A. County, there was already a groundswell of people who hated the Los Angeles Police Department. They got a change of venue to move it into a pro-police town, got them acquitted because the jury that saw the case were pro-police, and that's why they were let off. That's the whole grand jury scheme, and that's your evidence that he got an indictment because it was a pro-Democrat area. That's it.
So,
okay.
Now, Mike.
So,
okay. So,
Simon, you go ahead.
So understand of what he said. But you need to understand also that there are Republican people on the judicial who are protecting him. Because if it's as easy as you say it is, then Chutkan would have got this case immediately, and this sumbitch would have already been indicted and put away with. But because of the Republicans who are in the judicial, remember, Mitch McConnell made sure that the judicial system, that the Supreme Court, as well as anybody else, was on the judicial system to make sure. Because if not, Chutkan would have the case by now, and this guy would already be indicted. He would already be taken care of. He'd have been found guilty. Why else would you move it around? So it's not as
easy
as you make it out to be. Because if
actually,
it was,
I can have a response for that.
Hold on.
Okay, let him respond.
I'm giving
it's
everybody Chunkin's, a equal amount of time.
It's Chunkin's case.
So
it's Chunkin's case. But it doesn't matter
but
what Chunkin's politics
case. It is Chunkin's case.
Right, but it doesn't matter what her politics are. See, here's the thing that people seem to keep forgetting.
I'm not worried about her politics. Remember, Reese, I'm not worried about her politics. I'm worried about she's already told him that, guess what, you do not have immunity, and I am not going to give it to you. So please,
she can't determine that.
If I can get
she can't
you,
determine
I'm
his immunity.
You, but he had not been able to get him.
Right, but she can't determine his immunity. That's what the Supreme Court's for. But just to get to the point about Chunkin, it's her case. When it comes to her, it comes to her. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle she sits on, right? She can't circumvent constitutional law. So if his lawyers can find a loophole to delay this case, they'll use it. And she
and
here's where she's
doing.
Up
so,
against it.
Right, exactly.
Here's where
exactly.
she's up against
exactly.
it is as a judge, and you know this as well as anybody. What's the one thing you never, as a judge, want happening to you in your case? Do you know what it is?
Go right ahead. Say what it is.
All right. A turnover on appeal. And the reason why you don't want a turnover on appeal, that means it ruins your credibility for higher office. If she wants to become a federal judge or a Supreme Court judge, she loses the opportunity to do that based upon how many cases she has on appeal that are turned over because of her poor judgment. So she has to follow the letter of the law. That's the check and balance.
But understand, Reese, understand that, remember, Chutkan, he's already took it to the 11th Court of Appeal. He lost. He took it to Chutkan, who told him also you lost. And so he ran it to the
Supreme Court.
And they wrote a brief that was so strong that the Supreme Court really did not have to take this case. They could have shot it back to the 11th Circuit Court, and he would have been done. But guess what?
Yes, they did.
That's out of Chutkan's hands. Chutkan can't do anything.
Do you know why the Supreme Court took it?
He handed it off to him.
Do you know why the Supreme Court took
it? So once he handed it off back to him, which is the reason why they're asking for July 8th. This is you're right. I'm agreeing with you. You already are right. We're trying to delay, and this is the battle. He knows he's guilty, but if I can't get him the way I want to get him, because Cannon is also helping him, so if I can't get him the way I want, then guess what? If I can delay it as much, he can walk. If he wins the presidency, he'll make it all go away. But if he doesn't, if
Chutkan
can get that case by July 8th, he can cancel.
What is your name, sir?
They're going to roast his ass.
What is your name?
Go ahead.
No, I didn't get your name.
What is my name?
Yes, sir.
My name is Simon Ship.
Oh, Simon. Okay. No, I didn't want
Simon.
To keep calling
what
you
Simon.
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 Oh, Simon with a T. Oh, Timon.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Timon, look, listen, I, with all due respect, and maybe I'm not letting everybody know this here, so full disclosure. So I do a radio show on WTIC. I'm a fill-in host at WTIC and WBEN in Buffalo, in Connecticut in Buffalo. This is my wheelhouse, and when I say I cover these things extensively, I have inside sources. Like I have people in Erdogan's office who report to me in the Letitia James case. And as far as both of his litigations with Jack Smith, I literally have inside people on all of those cases. So I literally know the insides and outsides of these. So when people ask me about them, I try to tell them, but I know, unfortunately, there are so many talking heads that talk about this stuff and fill people's heads with beliefs that I know can be like are unsubstantiated, because the objective is to get people riled up about we're finally going to get them. Unfortunately for Donald Trump, and I say that to the people who want him his demise, they fail to understand one thing, and that is the vigorous attacks on destroying Donald Trump are done by the dumbest people in Washington. Jack Smith is not a good prosecutor. He's an awful prosecutor. All you need to do is go to the former governor of Virginia's case that Jack Smith was at the helm of that was dismissed in court. Jack Smith is a horrible litigator. That's why they gave him this case, because they know
but
he's
Reese,
going to fail.
Reese, we already know.
Okay,
we already know about what he dealt with in Virginia. But you need to understand, Mueller had him.
Mueller
had Trump.
You mean Mueller?
Mueller, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mueller.
Actually,
had
there's
him,
no way Mueller had him.
Wait a minute, Mike. Mueller had him, but
no,
who blocked it?
Yes, no, Mueller didn't
Bill
have
Barr.
Him.
Bill Barr.
No, Mueller didn't
Bill
have
Barr.
Him.
Hold on,
Bill
Reese. Hold
Barr
on, Reese.
Blocked
you
it. Wait a minute. Bill
you,
Barr.
You,
wait. The reason why, Bill Barr helped Trump, which is the reason why Barr is telling him right now, dude, you are full of shit. This is BS what you're doing. I helped you get where you are. You need to stop. McConnell had the opportunity to take him out, and McConnell let it go, okay? His own people, these are Republicans. I'm not saying how great Jack Smith is. I'm not telling you he's a great prosecutor. But they had this man. He's the gingerbread man. His main thing is to delay. And as long as you can delay the case, he will win.
Okay.
And that's
Timon,
what
okay,
right
I,
now.
With
I
all
hate,
due respect,
I hate,
Timon,
to
they didn't
referee.
Have him.
I'm trying to be a referee here and let everybody have a chance to respond. Reese, go ahead. Give yourself a minute.
Timon, let me say this about the Mueller investigation, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'll direct you. I will help you by directing you to the person. His name is Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, two names. I want you to go read the article about the Russia investigation.
But Matt Taibbi's not well. Wait a minute. Matt Taibbi, who's a Fox News guy, you're not going to get much from
him. No, he's not.
Okay,
no, he's not.
He's been
no, he's not. Matt Taibbi, no, he's not. Matt Taibbi is not. He was Matt Taibbi's a Rolling Stone guy, and I know his father. And I grew up with his father.
But I'm saying
Matt Taibbi is a liberal who hates Trump. So you need to read his report. Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger both did articles on Substack about the Russiagate thing. Do you know it has to do with a binder that has the entire operation in it? And the reason why they raided Donald Trump's home on August 8th of 2022 was because the FBI thought Trump had it, because the binder has John Brennan.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. But Reese,
yes,
let me ask you this. Okay, if the Russian thing has no bearing, okay,
it's absolutely false.
Then why are you going after Hunter Biden?
I'll be happy to
tell
you.
Why are they going after Hunter Biden?
Easy. It's real simple. I'll put it to you this way.
What is it?
Remember what Russiagate was about? It was about Donald Trump as a private citizen going to Russia and getting prostitutes to urinate on a bed that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama slept on. He hadn't been president or any public official before. He was just in Russia, and he was in that room with prostitutes urinating on that bed. They believed that the Russians had goods on Donald Trump to the tune of that. That's what the Steele dossier was. The Steele dossier had that salacious thing in it. That's what it was all about. And the reason why they went into that investigation was, if he becomes president, does Vladimir Putin have a secret about him that they can use against him and force the will of the president of the United States?
One more question.
We got five more minutes, gentlemen, and then we're going to wrap this up and move on.
I'm trying to go fast.
We got five more minutes.
Okay,
we got five more minutes. So hold on a minute, and then I want the other co-host to chime in so we wrap this up and move on to our next topic. Go ahead and finish out, please.
Okay. So why is Jared Kushner okay, and knowing the things that they knew about Khashoggi, why is Jared Kushner okay to take $2 billion, but Hunter Biden is actually important?
Because we know Jared Kushner got $2 billion. That's the reason why. But let me finish the point.
Okay, but
I'm sorry. I'm trying to answer you so you don't take up all the time.
He got $2 billion when they were leaving the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he need $2 billion for? But you're bothering me about a dude who's a crackhead who's sitting up worried about $20 million, and this guy
happy to tell
in,
you.
Got $2 billion and knew to somebody,
I'd
and
happy to tell
also
you.
Knew that they were going to kill Khashoggi.
Okay. Jared Kushner has never been or is not running for president of the United States, and we know he got $2
billion.
And
Let him finish.
Okay.
He never got
$2 billion in secret. He got the $2 billion. It never went to Donald Trump secretly. He never collected a dime. There's no evidence that he did. Hunter Biden had no skills and is a crackhead, was flying on Air Force Two, was aboard of Burisma, and was getting diamonds, cars, and prostitutes from oligarchs all across the globe.
Wait a minute.
Everybody, go on pause. You just overlooked what I said. I asked, you were asked, how did he get $2 billion? How did he get the $2 billion? What did he do to get the $2 billion? And no one's questioning that. Did you answer that question?
Oh, easy. He financed the Abraham Accords.
But wait a minute, Reese. Okay, hold that point right there. Reese, now we know that Chris Christie indicted Jared Kushner's daddy, who was also corrupt.
So?
And then Trump pardoned Kushner's daddy, and then they turned around and took that $2 billion, and they were also investing in the LIV Golf. So
you seem to be forgetting.
You also knew that Khashoggi, they knew about Khashoggi, and Khashoggi
Hold on,
Reese, he has a good point there.
I'm about to explain to you why it's a good point.
I know. I'm going to let you explain. It's the same damn pair of panties wearing here.
No,
one,
it's not.
Though, yes, it is, because here
is
where the Republican Party is trying to say that the president needs to be impeached, which they haven't showed any proof of why. They're going
after I can. I can. The person who's gathering your news.
You can, but nobody has been able to bring it in front of a court of law to make it go forward.
Actually,
you have your
also
opinion.
Not true.
Nobody,
Michael,
look,
not
you
true.
You have your opinion, but go ahead.
Michael, I don't have it. Michael, didn't I just tell you what my job is? I don't do opinion. I do facts.
I know what you do, but you're not a politician, my brother. You are not
I don't need to be a politician to know the facts, Michael.
To, They're trying to impeach him. You cannot impeach the president. You can say he should be, but you can't do it. And the very people who are pushing a lot of this stuff.
Michael, I'm being very patient to answer your questions, and I'm trying very hard to. You asked me to come on, so just let me finish a sentence. I'd be happy to.
Okay.
And then I'll shut up. Okay?
So
Jared Kushner.
Let me ask you another question. Because it's very hard to listen to.
Hold on a minute. Simon, let him finish, because I'm going to be respectful to our guests. Let him finish, and then we have time. And then you can respond after
him. Jared Kushner. Getting the $2 billion isn't a secret. Everybody knows about it. But the question has been asked, who is the big guy? Joe Biden said he's not. Joe Biden said his son never received any money from China. Joe Biden said he never benefited from any of it. We just learned this weekend, one, Hunter Biden in his closed-door testimony admitted that, yes, his father is the big guy, and the text that says 10% to the big guy goes to his father. We know that for a fact because it's in the transcript that was released yesterday. His brother openly admitted that the money – may I? Just let me finish, please. His brother, James, has, in his testimony, has just revealed he indeed paid Joe Biden $40,000 that he got directly from CFEC, which is a China-owned company, which, of course, is owned by the Chi-Coms. That is an absolute fact. So this idea that the president of the United States, even when he wasn't in office, was in business with or received money from another country's oligarch, that puts him in a compromising position. That is evidence and fact. It's irrefutable. You can say that he shouldn't be impeached, but it is a fact that he has received money directly from his family because they were in business with Chinese and foreign oligarchs.
But they also found out the same information about Trump. Okay, so they also found the same information about Trump, where he has been investing and making money off of China, okay? And yet you're saying
you mean
that
he had a Chinese business?
I'm asking you a question. Are you saying that that Trump is okay to get money from China and make money off of China while
he's
I'd be happy to explain why. Oh, so it's okay. I'm asking a question.
And I'd be happy to explain why.
Well, no. I'm just saying. So you're saying that Biden...
Donald Trump is different than Joe Biden.
Calm down.
But the thing is this, okay, I guess I have to play a judge here. He asked you a yes or no question. It's not about explaining it. Is it okay or is it not?
Yes. Yes, it's okay for Donald Trump to make money from China. It is not okay for Joe Biden.
Wait a minute, Mike, hold on. But when they did their investigation, Trump made money off of China while he was president.
Yep.
Okay? He 100% collected money also from Russia. So you have the only facts, and everybody else's facts are wrong. Is that what you're telling me?
No, you're 100% right, Tyler.
Wait.
I just agreed with you.
You said that's wrong.
I didn't say you were wrong. I said you were right. I said Trump made money off of China. Trump made money off of Russia. I said yes.
Because, again, I have to say, I want everybody to slow down a minute because we have to move on to another topic. But I see what Tom is trying to say. I understand what you're trying to say. But the thing is that where it is a conundrum, I guess, in the sense of where, why is it okay for the president at the time to make money off of a country that he says we need to stop doing business with at one point, then he turns around and says, well, it's okay to do business with them. I mean, come on now. We could pull up tons of data.
I'd be happy to answer it.
I'm going to give you one minute to answer it if you don't mind, because I'm trying to figure it out too. Why is it okay 1 year for Donald Trump to say, or 1 month, to say one thing, and the next month he changes his whole story because he is in bed with these same individuals. So 1 minute.
Sounds like
why
you,
is it okay
sounds
for
like
Donald
you're moving,
Trump to
sounds
do
like
this?
You're moving the goalposts. I'll do 30 seconds.
No, no,
I'll do 30 seconds.
It's just being realistic.
No, no, no. I'll
you,
do 30 seconds to answer both questions.
You
want to time me?
I have a show just like you do, okay? I'll give you
2 minutes. Look, I only need 30 seconds.
Let him answer, Mike.
I only do 30 seconds. Because of time, here's what it is. Donald Trump sells a product. In fact, he sells several. Joe Biden, what does he sell? Nothing. His name. The reason why Donald Trump can make money with other people is because he has a product to sell, be it a building, be it a tie, be it a – no, no, he has something to sell.
Come on,
what business is Joe Biden?
Really?
Hold on.
That's good, Reese. That's good. But I ain't buying it.
Reese.
That's good.
Come on,
but
man.
But I ain't buying it.
Donald Trump had so many damn products out there. He had the Donald Trump steaks. He had the colognes. He had
I don't see how I'm wrong here. But the crazy part is, Mike, you said you'd give me 30 seconds, and you cut me off.
He bullshit people for decades, and now the roots are coming home. He's got
Mike,
all his shit
you
is
said,
falling apart.
Mike, you said you have your own show. I would assume you know how to run it. When you give the guest 30 seconds and you interrupt
him. Mike, hey, go ahead, Reese. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, listen.
Go right ahead.
Donald Trump has products to sell. It is irrefutable, and you cannot deny it. Make it about Trump if you want to. I don't care. Trump is a bad guy, criminal, evil. I don't care. But the facts still remain the facts, no matter what you want to believe. Belief is for people who lack knowledge. And the knowledge is that Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden sell nothing tangible. Nothing. The only thing James and Hunter had was the vice president of the United States and policy that he could inflect in the Oval Office with his vice presidential powers through the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, who put him in charge of Hungary, which they fleeced out of millions of dollars. That's it.
No, he did the same thing that Hussein put in that name Hussein like it's a dangerous name. But no, and I appreciate that. Okay, and yes, this is my show, like you have your own show and everybody else has their own show, and I run it the way I need to and the way I feel comfortable. The thing is that what I'm saying is that we're – so you're telling me is that Donald Trump has a product. Let's look at all the products that have been under his name that are diminishing, that are disappearing. Pretty soon, possibly his products will be taken from him because this so-called billionaire does not have $400 million.
Okay.
So what the hell are you telling me is that he shouldn't be charged for that. They should let him go ahead and just pay the $100 million. No, he's a billionaire. He claims
okay.
He's not I'm not finished. I'll let you speak. But I have to go on to the next topic. But the only thing I have a problem with you and not you personally, but all of you Republicans who sit up here and think that Donald Trump is the best thing to slice bread. Like this guy has never done anything wrong.
I don't.
Apparently you do. I've never heard you or anyone else say, you know what, he did wrong on that. I've never heard you guys say that at
Michael,
all. Not one
Michael,
of y'all.
Donald Trump has done. Donald Trump has done wrong things, but I can only address what you
know that he's a
hold
narcissist
on.
Too. You know that.
But, again, Michael, I can only address what you bring up. Donald Trump is not perfect. And I think you trying to say what I think about Donald Trump is a disservice to the conversation.
I'm saying that your party, like another individual tried to say,
I am not my party.
That the whole party, okay, well, you are a Republican, right?
This makes this
correct
means
me
what?
If I'm wrong. Are you a Republican?
This means that what?
No, I'm
what
saying,
does that
are
mean?
You or are you not? It's a yes or no answer. Because
the answer is no. The answer is no.
A black individual
you
like
ask the question. The answer is no.
Hold on, sir. Okay, good. So another, in fact, two black individuals came on my show last week and said that everything that's wrong with America is due to the Democratic Party. All the Democrats are this, that, and the other. And I'm like, whoa, how can you just say it's just the Democratic Party? Every party has individuals who are, you know, who break the law. And I disagree with them. Okay, but I don't like the fact that when folks try to say it's just one individual, one party, there's individuals in every party that are corrupt.
Okay.
So the reason why I asked you, are you Republican or not, you said, yes, I am. Okay, fine.
No, I
I'm
said
not
no.
saying that you were wrong for being
I
a Republican.
No.
I'm not saying that.
I said
Mike,
I'm not a Republican.
Mike,
but I'm not.
No.
But the thing is, the point I'm trying
Mike,
to say,
no.
I know you said no. Let me finish. But you say no. Cool. The thing is, I'm not going to say on this end that, well, everything that Donald Trump does, Reese is at fault for it. Because he
agrees with
Republican. I can't say that. Because
okay.
there's a lot of
Good.
Republicans that I know that I'm friends with that like that are like, hey, look, I'm going to stick to the actual, you know, party and what the party really stood for or stands for.
Right.
But I don't agree with some of the individuals perceived direction at this point. See
and
what I'm saying? I think that goes for let me finish. I'm going to go ahead and move on. I think that goes for even Democratic parties is that not everybody agrees with what their party or individuals within the party is standing for. They believe
Agreed.
In certain things. And,
Agreed.
And the thing is, in fact, it's just like Timon said, this is not your Ronald Reagan Republican Party.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
Well, it shouldn't be. It should not be the Donald Trump Republican Party because Donald Trump it should not be because look at what's happening now. Mitch McConnell.
Yes, it should.
Mitch McConnell, who is the longest running senator in history.
Who's lost his way.
No, he knew it was time to get the fuck out of office.
No. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No. Wait a minute. You did not take that way 4 years ago. I'm sorry.
Actually, no, I did. I thought about that 8 years ago.
You thought about that when?
8 years ago.
You thought
ago.
About that when?
Well,
8 years ago?
You know,
years ago.
Hey, Mike, you know, I will say,
these are Tea Party Republicans. Right.
I'm not
Taylor
even a Tea
Green,
Party
Marjorie
person.
Taylor Greene,
you did
hey,
not have a problem with Mitch McConnell all those years. He was
I never rode with Mitch McConnell
until he started.
Mitch McConnell is a rhino. Mitch McConnell is a rhino. I never rode with him. I never rode with Mitch McConnell.
Hold on. Pause that, please. Put on the brakes. When did you think that Mitch McConnell was a damn rhino? What, 2 years ago?
All his
years
career.
Ago? Back when, you
All
didn't
his
think
career.
That when he you didn't think that
Mike,
when you did not think that when Barack Obama was in office because you probably
of
agreed
course
with
I
the
did.
Fact that he said right.
Mike,
but then
Mike,
the moment
Mike,
that
Mike.
Come on, Reed.
Of course I did. I'm sorry if you don't believe me, but I'm trying to tell you the truth, but you refuse to listen to me.
I believe you. I'm not gonna disbelieve you. I believe you.
You mean hold on. Here's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that when Mitch McConnell said we're trying to make Barack Obama a one-term president, you thought that I was cheering that on.
What I'm trying to say is what I'm hearing. It's what I'm hearing. You were okay with Mitch McConnell.
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me, and you believe that when Mitch McConnell said we're going to make Barack Obama a one-term president, you think I was cheering him on?
I believe that you were okay with that.
Actually,
were
I wasn't.
Not?
I was on television saying that he was an idiot for saying it.
Mike, I'm telling you right now.
I don't believe it.
Let it go. Mike, I'm telling you right now, okay? You are never.
I have documented evidence
ever,
of it, by the way.
Look, everybody is going to have their position on where they believe, okay? One, you're right. This is not Ronald Reagan's deal. And if this is what they want, I give it to you. If you want Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Matt Gaetz and all the Redham brother, you can have it. You can have it. Because Michael Steele also talked about who you guys are, if that's what you are. I don't know if that's what you are. I'm not going to accuse you of it. I'm not going to say that you guide that way. But if it is, that's your call. That is your belief. And
Timon.
I will stand upon what I believe. I believe in democracy. And I believe
Timon.
In allowing people to be as free as they want to be.
Timon, are you Venezuelan?
Wait. Let me finish. I do not abide behind a charlatan.
Okay.
I believe that Donald Trump is a charlatan. And I believe that all of those who back this cat are going to pay the price if they designed to do it. And if you do, by all means, we live in a free country. You are free to be
unless you support Donald
all
Trump.
That you want to be.
Right.
And if
you are in
call,
a free country.
I am not angry.
No.
Take your way.
No, the thing is, everybody
right
has the right to believe who they want to vote for. That's cool. The thing is that where I'm just looking at the history of this man, I'm listening to the words that come out of his mouth, and I'm like, that's not presidential. And other folks say the same thing about Barack Obama. They said it about, you know, about other presidents, about the president now. But the thing is, they give this individual a pass. If he farts in public and laughs, they're like, oh, well, that's just him. Let me go ahead and turn the mic over to my other co-host, Ms. Janet Davis, before we do change gears, because we have to. Janet, what's your thoughts about this whole situation? Janet there? I thought she was.
She may have bailed on us with all that testosterone
she
and
might
yelling.
Be on mute. She might be on mute. But
I hope
what?
We didn't offend
you
her.
Know, as time goes by, I guess.
She is. Okay.
Okay. But I want to say this, is that for the folks who are just tuning in, I see that Bring It Boy has joined the conversation in the chat room. Let me let you know that right now, this has been a really interesting conversation, but we are going to change subject in a minute because there's something else I want to talk about. I want to talk about the murder of the young lady here in Georgia. Yes, I live here in Atlanta, and a few of us do, and I'm looking at the way they're making this a political thing also. So I have to play this theme real quick because this is the situation we're in right now in America is... Janet, go ahead with your comment.
Well, Michael, all I wanted to say is I was in New York for 40 years before I relocated to Georgia. I know about Donald Trump before he even decided to act like he wanted to run for president of the United States. I know all the stuff he did when he was in New Jersey, and he got a lot of people fooled. That's all I have to say. He's not presidential material.
Well, but you know what? He managed to sell that to the American public from, you know, and all due respect, I'm going to say this, is that where I used to really like Donald Trump. I used to watch The Apprentice on the regular. I used to watch the show, even though you would only see him at the beginning of the show, tell them what their task is, and then at the end when he say, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. I thought it was entertainment, but it was a TV show. Never in my life I thought this guy would be running the country.
Ronald Reagan was in
Ronald Reagan was an actor, true enough. Well, first of all, he was the governor first. Remember,
he was an actor first, then he was the president of the Screen Actors Guild, then he was the governor of California.
Okay,
he was
the governor before he became president, dumbass.
and a Democrat, and a Democrat, and a Democrat.
When it comes to politics, excuse me, sir. What I meant, and obviously you're very good at this shit. I was saying is that in the political first field, he was a governor before he became a president. Okay, so let me make that very clear. All right, but yeah, okay. I know he was an actor first. Do I have to really make it? Point by point.
He was in a movie.
Because
he was in a movie with a monkey.
The thing is that, look, okay, done with that. Everybody got that. He was a governor before he became a president. Doesn't matter about the acting skill. We know he was an actor. That's where we met him, okay? But you understood.
So wait a minute. Hold on. If I get this right, so an actor who became a governor and then president, you think that's okay? But a guy who was on The Apprentice who became president is bad?
I think that's a big fucking leap. You damn right. That's a big ass leap because he had no experience. Oh, no, hold on, Reese. Let me cue you up on something. You're on mute for the fact of this. Let me cue you up on something about the differences. At least Ronald Reagan put his feet in the damn pond and got his feet wet being in politics. By being a governor of California, okay? Let's look at that first. He was the governor of California before he ran for president. Donald Trump came off of what Janet just said, having the issues he had in New York, him and his daddy, being racist and not renting to black folks or people of color, right? Being the individuals who built casinos and shit and didn't pay their workers and shit. And then Atlantic City had to buy those casinos to keep them running, right? You do your Google and look it up. And the foul, the bank's rupsies. And by the way, when you look at former presidents or any presidents, see how many have filed bankruptcy prior to being president of the United States. How many presidents, how many in the history of the United States filed broke? And look at how many in the history of the United States have been taken to court after the fact of filing broke 7 times until finally they have to say, you know what, we got to cut this shit short. We can't let folks keep on filing bankruptcy over and over and over again. Tell me. But then here's an America who wants to allow an individual who filed bankruptcy 6-7 times and is facing 4 indictments, 91 charges. We want a broke-ass motherfucker to run this country. Shit. That's the best thing we need right now. We need a motherfucker who damn it, yeah, bring Trump back. That makes sense, bro? Really? Does that really make sense? It doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You got
because of the current president of the United States, it makes sense.
That can run for office and look at the secret squirrel, the one that the Republican Party had to beg to please drop what? Out. What is his name? Janet, the one who claimed he was an astronaut or he went to the space school, he did this and that and the other, he did this, he did that.
Are you talking about George Santos? Are you guys still talking about him?
Well, he's part of your party, my friend.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Reese, let me tell you something. You keep saying you all still talking about him. You all still talk about other shit, too. It don't make no difference. You still talk about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton ain't running for no damn office, but you do the same damn thing. Santos is recent. You all had to beg him to step down until they threatened to take his ass to court. Y'all still talk about that shit from way back. And you going to ask me, are we still talking about Santos? You damn right. That's more recent than Hillary Clinton. That's more recent than Bill Clinton, and you all still talk about that shit. So don't talk about what we're still talking about. We're talking about shit that's less than a year ago. You're talking about shit that was over 20 years ago. Come on, be realistic, bro.
Gracious. Listen, no offense, but please, Michael, you can put me on mute all you want.
I got to call in. I think I know who it is. Hold on. I got to open up a mic. It's a secret squirrel, and yes, I called you a secret squirrel, and if you don't like it, well, so be it. But welcome to the show. I think I know who it is. Say hello.
Open.
Hello?
Hello?
Your mic is open.
Hello. Very good. Actually, I don't mind if you call me secret squirrel, just don't call me late for dinner. Now, look, the reason I had called in earlier was because of your gentleman here, Mr. Reese, is raising every single point.
Hold on a minute. Is this Sarge?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, yes. I call him a secret squirrel. When you call my number at 111, that's the name that I call about. Okay, welcome, Sarge. Go ahead and
just
chime
don't
in
call
and
me a Democrat, and I will be happy. Make sure you don't call me a Democrat. Don't call me anything.
I know that.
Okay. All right. I'm not a Republican either. Don't call me that. But I really object to being called a Democrat. And the reason I didn't call in earlier is because Mr. Reese was raising every single point I would have been far more successful because you mute me every 20 seconds. He was able to get his points out, and so I just let him go ahead and do the work for me. But since you asked a historical question, which he did not answer, I would like to answer it for you now. Ulysses S. Grant was a dry goods salesman, and he had a store. We sold dry goods. He filed bankruptcy. It failed. Harry S. Truman was a failed haberdasher. He failed. He filed bankruptcy. That's 2 points. There's more. I can't think of them right now, but there's at least two. And they were pretty good presidents by most people's estimates. Now, next, even though Grant had a little trouble with corruption in his administration, but he was the one who enacted the Ku Klux Klan Act and got rid of the Democrat militia in the South that was terrorizing black people. And it didn't revive again until the early 20th century. So there's that. But I digress. Let me go on to this point about you and you trying to go on with this issue about Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner managed a sovereign wealth fund for the Saudis, $1 billion. Why did they pick him? Because he has proven expertise, along with Trump, in managing private equity and real estate ventures, and that's what the Saudis are doing. Now, they may have picked him also for his influence in the Trump administration, but there is no doubt he has a track record of success as a private equity investor, and that was the difference. Now, you can say $2 billion is excessive. Well, I think the money that Taylor Swift makes is excessive, but I don't want to put her in jail. And the problem with you guys is the people on your side of the argument is that you want to put Trump in jail. Not that you think he's inadequate to be president, which of course is your right to make. You can say he's not presidential member, but you want to put him in jail. And that's why I have a problem.
Stop right there. Because, you know, I don't put people on mute as much as I don't have to. I ask you to stop because the thing is that we're, in my opinion, and I've shared this many a times on the show, I don't see Donald Trump going to jail. I truly doubt he will go to jail. And I'm not wishing that on him. A lot of folks say he needs to rot in jail. No, that's not my thought. I do believe is that if he's found guilty, it's like this. Look, if Hunter Biden gets a fair trial, and if the jury or the judge, however it goes, finds them guilty, so be it. If it's you or me and we're in court, we ain't got no special privileges. Your ass is going to get sentenced and you're going to serve that fucking time, right? So if Donald Trump is found guilty, I do not believe he will go to jail. And I'm not wishing him jail time. I think this is pretty much where he loses a lot of power and he loses a lot of money. You know, the main thing is hitting a person's pockets. That's the main thing. You guys know this.
Okay.
Donald Trump will be fine. Listen, no, I'm still talking. Donald Trump will be fine if they turn around and say, hey, look, you got to be under house arrest. He'd be like, okay, fine. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Break.
You take his money, that's what's going to hurt him. You know, his property.
Michael, with all due respect, you don't sound like a serious person. You don't sound like a serious person. You got to stop. This isn't serious. You're not a serious person if this is where you're coming from. This isn't even serious talk.
Here's the thing, Reese. You're on mute because I'm telling you seriously how I feel. I think that this whole thing, I'm telling you my opinion, putting Donald Trump in jail is not going to be the answer. Okay? Putting him in jail is not going to be the answer for most folks. I'm sure I know there's a lot of folks that he should rot in jail. I read the post. I see all that. In my opinion, that is not it. Putting him in prison is not going to be the answer. Removing everything he has monetary-wise, his properties and everything, bringing him down to an everyday type guy as much as possible, I think will be the most, to be honest, in my opinion again, the biggest thing that could really harm him. That would be the biggest thing. I don't think they're going to put him in jail because of the fact that I believe that there will be a major backlash from his followers. You will see more crime, riots, and uproaring and marches and all that type of stuff, probably, maybe not crimes, but uproars across the country, you know, that are, you know, Trump supporting. So they have to be careful.
Mike, they're already talking about civil war.
Exactly.
They're already
Thank
talking
you.
About civil war.
Well, these
so it doesn't matter. So let them know, Mike. They're going to get it.
There are folks right now that are buying all the ammunition they fucking can buy to start a civil war. I already know that shit. And you folks are going to listen to
But the question is going to be, Mike, as my sister asked, who's a former attorney, so what happens after you get that? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So after you start your war, what happens? What happens
Oh,
then?
My God.
They don't know.
I want to ask a question, Michael.
Stop with the red herring and the straw man arguments for a minute.
Let me ask everybody this. Because I only have 15 minutes left. Let me ask everybody this, and I want to go around the board. I enjoy and I appreciate everybody calling in, but I only have 15 minutes left. Let's say Donald Trump does not go through. I mean, he wins all the four indictments, the 91 counts, and he becomes president of the United States. And I want to really direct this question to all the supporters here. I'm going to open up your mics. What do you see America being within his first year? I'm going to open up the mics. If he actually manages somehow, some way, to become the president a second term,
dude, you got it. Is that what you want?
Will America be? And I want to hear from the individuals who support him.
Well, you
first.
Got to go in backwards. Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm going to let you go.
I'll briefly just say that if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, every person who voted for Joe Biden will feel better. They'll have more money in their pocket, and will finally be a stronger and more perfect union.
That's not true.
I'm hoping, and I'm very hopeful. But I will say this before I go. The civil war you're talking about, answer one question, not here, but to yourselves. Against whom? Who's the Confederates? Who are the rebels?
Reese, that's what I've been asking. They're the ones saying it. It's not me. I'm coming from your own people. Their own people are saying this. They're the ones that brought up civil war. There are no Democrats bringing up civil war. These are Republicans bringing up civil war.
guys.
Come on, man. There's nobody doing that.
You're wrong. You're wrong, man.
I know this.
And again, you're still blaming us.
I pay attention. Look, Reese, let me explain something to you. I just let you sit and spout on what you know and what you read. I read just as much as you do. Okay? I am not an idiot. And so
I
pay attention to what's going on in the world. So do not, and I also work for the Probation Department for over 35 years. So do not talk to me like I just sit back and I just sit. I'm talking out of my ass. Okay? I sit and I watch the same crap you do. And I'm sitting there saying Democrats are not talking about civil war. Republicans are.
Okay. Okay.
That's not a Democrat. That's not a Democrat thing.
Okay.
That is a Republican thing. So you guys need
I'm
to ask yourself, if you don't believe it, then don't talk about it. I'm asking you a question.
Believe...
You want to have a debate? Then we can learn from both of each other. When we debate,
Hyman,
I have to be able
give,
to learn.
Get
if I'm not
my
learning
information,
anything, you're just saying that you're wrong and I'm right, or you're right and I'm
get
wrong.
Get my information.
We don't learn.
Get my information from Michael. You'd be happy to come on my show at any time. You could be on the
No. We're not gonna do that trade off on the Michael Gage show, you know, so you can sit up there and debate him among your audience. Oh no, Reese, we're not gonna do that shit because I've done that shit before with you. I know how you work. All due respect, my brother, but I know how you operate. Okay. If you wanna talk to Timon, you know, you could talk to him off air and then get an understanding before he goes on air. He's a grown man. He knows how to handle that. I followed that whole thing years ago. Okay, so let me go ahead and get everybody else because I only have less than 14 minutes. Janet Davis.
I only like when it's after it rains. I don't really like it. Yeah, I don't mind rain for a little bit, but after it rains, it's so much better. I don't.
Who's
like
that talking? Who's that talking? I don't want to hear about rain. Okay, I got some mics open, 202-735. Your mic is open. What's your final thoughts and comments on what we've been talking about this evening? I want to go ahead and go down the board before we get out of here. 202-735. Oh, wait a minute. I got there on mute. That is Reese.
Yes, that's
else.
Me.
Oh, okay. It was Sarge I had on mute. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Reese. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I said, all I said was, give him my information off air. I didn't say do it on air. Off air. Give him
okay,
my information.
Okay.
Then he could debate. I'll give him a full hour, if not an hour and a half.
I'll give him your phone number, and you could talk to him.
Much appreciated.
Man to man. How about?
Thank you. Much appreciated.
How's that? You talk
much
man to man. All right. There's a 111, which we always call a secret squirrel. Another one here, waving their hand. Hello, who's calling? We got about 12 minutes to go.
Yes, Mr. Michael Gay. How are you, sir? This is Brother Mike. And I see Sarge is there and all my friends are there too. You know, my question is whenever we need to discuss these kind of issues, please don't get emotional. Because if we get emotional, everybody
lost.
It's a loss for everybody.
Mike, hold on a minute. Hold on, Mike. I had to put you on mute for a moment, okay? This is Mike in Singapore, who I haven't heard from in Singapore years. But, Mike, where the hell did you come from all of a sudden? I mean, we ain't heard from you in a long time, man. Where you been?
Well, I've been around, but, you know, because of, you know, jobs and et cetera, we're busy. So I cannot come all the time. That's why, because of different times that your shows are and some shows agree with me for my time, I'm there. But, you know, we are all American citizens. We should never, ever be like, you know, trying to stomach of each other. You know, okay to be disagree. It's okay to be celebrating our diversities because we can learn from each other. But, you know, maybe down the road, maybe.
Right,
Mike. Trump
and
was right.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't right. Maybe if those people would say yes. Suppose.
Right, Mike. And the things that were, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the board right now. Mike from Singapore calling in. You know, Janet, you remember Mike, right? Man,
yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a long time. You know, Mike, thanks for calling in, man. Make sure you check out. Well, now you know how to reach us. You know we're on every Saturday here on the TMGS, every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time, blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. And you can call into the show at 516-531-9861. I almost forgot my own doggone link. But anyway, yeah, Mike, it's good to hear you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to get with you next time when you come on. Please tune in next Saturday. We have a lot of great guests lined up for this month and next month. I've been in conversations. I was on a phone call with another individual, a few individuals this week. We have some great guests coming in this coming spring and summer, just getting confirmation. You know, this is what I love to do. I love when we have conversations. But, you know, I really love the artists sharing a lot of stories, what they're doing. And also, you know, we do have some chit-chats and some debates, you know, regarding politics and everything. It's going to be an interesting year, of course, you guys, because of what's happening in politics, you know. And what's happening now is unprecedented, and you just can't get any better than that. And the only answer I have for that whole thing is this. Stay tuned. All right. Before we get out of here, 8 minutes to go. Before we go, I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank my co-hosts, Janet Davis, Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis, and also Mr. Timon Shit. Timon, let us know what you got going on, man. You got things going on great there on the West Coast. What's happening with you? Is Timon still here?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you
Timon,
still
are you there?
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to see the Bob Marley movie, so the
documentary. Oh, okay. I was asking you to share with the folks on air of that are on the West Coast. You know, I know you're doing your thing with your projects there. Of course, you have your comedy, your television series that's being worked on. You know, share a little bit of what you got coming up there on the West Coast.
Oh, I'm going to Kona end of the month. I'm going to do cruise ship. I'll be gone from the 23rd to the 31st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be doing some stand-up. Got some shows going on in the lounge, and then we'll do that. But we're about to go see the One Love movie, Bob Marley. And then I got some other stuff coming up. So that's pretty much it with me.
You know, to be honest, I would love the life of a comedian on a cruise ship, if you think about it, when you do the cruise. Of course, not just cruise ships, but think about it. You're on a cruise, paid for. You're on stage for maybe 30, 45 minutes to an hour, okay, a night. And you're getting paid for this.
No, God damn it, I love you. I love you guys.
You're getting all the luxuries of the cruise. Am I right, Timon? That should be a lot of fun. I would think so. Maybe I got it wrong. Okay. Secret Squirrels. Let me see who else is here. I got 6 minutes, so I'm not going to really be able to reach out to everybody. Janet, you got some last words you want to say to everybody that's tuned in before we got out of here? We got 6 minutes.
No, not really. I'm just, you know, soaking in all the different things that everybody had to say. You know, the proof is in the pudding. When the election comes in and whoever wins, we'll know. If Trump wins, we'll know if it's what they said they're going to do. Like you said, want to be a dictator for one day? Maybe he will. Maybe he won't be. But I know our democracy is at stake. So we just need to pray and just make and hope things turn out to be positive.
Right. Amen. Hey, look, you know what, you guys, there's always things that we want to talk about here on the show. For most of you that's known me for a long time, you know, I've always been known to have great guests, great artists, great individuals. That has not changed. Again, I'll say this, is that where it takes time to schedule these individuals because they have, events that they're scheduling. You know, we're going through the winter months and everything, and wintertime is not a great time, you know, and now that we're getting to spring and summer, a lot of them are being scheduled to do events here in the ATL area and anywhere around the world. So that's when I'm able to really get booked with a lot of individuals to come on the show. So there are some great individuals who will be joining us momentarily, and that's where I spend a lot of my time and effort doing is trying to schedule those dates of preferably when they're here in town, because I'd like to really soon, I've been saying it a while, to be able to give you a live visual video of them here in town. So I'm working on that. I'm really working hard on that. And so be patient. TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, is definitely trying to branch out into different, you know, ways of bringing you great conversation and great topics. Make sure you tune in on Sundays right here, same bat time, same bat channel, to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, to a big show with a gentleman that broadcasts out of Birmingham, Alabama. The show is a great show. True Spoken, a young man who is definitely has his head on swivel. He's looking at every direction of doing the great things, you know, and sharing with, you know, young folks. And I have not called into the show. And one reason why, because I said, let me just sit back and let him do his own thing. He's been doing great. So you never know. I might call in tomorrow and chime into one of his topics. But, you know, I let everybody do what they need to do and what they want to do on their own platforms here or on their own shows here on this platform. So make sure you tune in next Saturday with us, me and the co-host, the lady of the house, Janet Davis, always here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Thank you, guys, and happy 1st of March. This is my birthday month, so I'm going to celebrate from this day forward and want you to celebrate with me. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next Saturday. Peace. Good night, everybody.